Welcome to the workshop, Honor the Sacredness of Your Body and Soul. In this workshop, you will learn to change your relationship with yourself and your body by listening to its wisdom and meeting the hunger that resides in your soul. I'm Barbara Bradshaw, a soul purpose coach and a holistic healer. And I, like many people, have struggled with my self-image, how I feel about myself and my body, and with learning to just love and accept myself the way I am. I've grappled with negative feelings about myself or my body for much of my teenage and adult life, and so much of my life's personal journey has been about learning how to heal how I view myself and feel about myself and my body. And it wasn't until I addressed it from a holistic perspective, looking at it from a mind, body, soul, and spirit perspective, that I was able to experience healing on a much deeper level. I've learned so much throughout this process from my own personal journey of healing and from the formal and informal education I've received and how I've applied that to my own life as well as what I've taught to my clients and learned from them through the services I've provided as a soul purpose coach and holistic healer since 2008. When I first co-created this program in 2009 with a colleague, it was focused on how to heal our relationship with our bodies. And it was based on a book written by Carol Emery Normandy and Laura Lee Rourke called It's Not About Food, End Your Obsession with Food and Weight. And what I loved about that was that it was a holistic approach to this topic. It focused on becoming consciously aware of what are the underlying thoughts and beliefs, the messages, the emotions, and the spiritual needs that we have towards our relationship with ourselves, as well as our behaviors that are associated with it. Since then, I've updated this course with many discovery exercises and spiritual practices that I've gathered over the years that you can use to make a different choice instead that honors the sacredness of your body and your soul. These discovery exercises and spiritual practices can be applied to many other life areas in addition to your own self-care, self-image, or body acceptance. To integrate these concepts that you'll be learning on an even deeper level, you have the opportunity to connect with the spiritual beings who have been with your soul since the moment it was created. They're called your Akashic Record Keepers, and they can provide you with insight and direction to help you heal and move forward. To complement this self-study workshop, you can engage in one-on-one coaching with me in which I will channel these dedicated spiritual beings and provide you with information and healing from them. The intention of this program is to help you change your relationship with yourself and your body by listening to your body's wisdom and meeting the hunger that resides in your soul. It provides a method of healing that comes from a place of compassion for yourself instead of from a place of judgmentalism or hatred or shame. And it helps you to understand why you think the way you think and why you've made the choices that you've made that are harmful to you. The philosophy of this approach is based on these principles from Normandy and Rohr's book and program that they have, but I've adapted it to fit this program that has a broader focus. But many of the concepts still apply. So one of the principles is compassion, self-love, and respect create the most fertile grounds for change. Another principle is becoming conscious of your behaviors, thoughts, and feelings in the moment without judgment opens the door to understanding your struggle with yourself or your self-image. Accepting yourself exactly as you are right now allows you to make peace with yourself, which thereby empowers you to take better care of yourself. Feelings that come from the core of your being are essential parts of understanding your needs and taking care of yourself. When you look beneath the discontent that you feel towards yourself to the thoughts or disordered behaviors you have, then you can learn to experience your feelings fully and then live more fully. In the depths of your heart and soul is the desire to awaken, to embrace your true self, and to experience your spiritual truth. Every time you have an obsessive thought about yourself or a disordered behavior, that's a thread that can lead you back to your own truth if you're willing to follow it. So this is not a linear process. but it is a journey that requires many layers of learning that unfold uniquely and spontaneously and independently for each person. So here's an overview of the program. In the first lesson, we're going to focus on what are the messages that you've personally ingested about women and women's bodies. Lesson two, we'll be talking about how to let go of self-judgment and develop self-compassion. In lesson three, we'll focus on how to become conscious of your emotions, beliefs, and defenses. Lesson four is about listening to the wisdom of your physical body and how it serves you. Lesson five is to discover your authentic truth. Lesson six is to find your inner voice and live your truth. Lesson seven is to awaken to your spiritual self. And lesson eight is to trust your process and receive the gift of a transformative relationship with your true self. And what you'll learn from the gifts that you'll receive as you transform your relationship with yourself is that you'll learn a paradigm shift in how to view yourself and your body in the life-giving way. You'll learn a process to help you love and accept yourself just as you are. You'll learn to trust the innate wisdom of your body and soul. You'll learn to listen to and hear your inner voice and speak your truth with your voice instead of with your body. And you'll gain a greater appreciation for your gifts. And then you'll be empowered to be the unique, creative person that you're meant to be. So my intention for this course is to facilitate a process that empowers you to increase your self-awareness by discovering new things about yourself. I hope that you experience aha moments, gain new insights through the discovery exercises that are provided. That you'll grow into a more compassionate observer of your experiences by examining the thoughts and beliefs and emotions and your responses that you choose, as well as the needs that you're trying to meet. My intention is that you'll understand more clearly the body-mind-spirit connection and how these choices affect the functioning of your physical body. And then to be able to choose a different response that's more life-giving through the spiritual practices that I've provided. The agenda for each lesson is to have five different major sections. We'll have a discovery exercise that'll help you get in touch with where you're at now and how you came to be where you're at. There will be questions for reflection on how to become a compassionate observer that you can use for journaling. There'll be spiritual practices, might be meditations, visualizations, journaling, things to guide you through a process to help you choose a different response that's more life-giving to you. There'll be the mind-body-spirit connection section that has teachings and tools to help you understand the connection between your mind, body, soul, and spirit and how they impact each other. And then finally, you'll have spiritual practices of healing prayers that pertain to the topic each week. I am so thrilled that you're here, and I'm looking forward to walking with you on this journey down your path of healing, enlightenment, and transformation. So let's get started. I'm looking forward to seeing you in lesson one.